And thousands of students across the country walked out of their schools yesterday to remember the 17 victims of last month's school shooting in Parkland, Florida, and to protest for stricter gun laws. A major snowstorm delayed many school walkouts here in Maine until today, but as Robbie Feinberg reports, some students were punished for their protests but said they felt empowered to take action.
It wasn't the shooting last month at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School that spurned senior Emma Hughes into organizing a school walkout in Brunswick. It was a bomb threat just days later at Woodside Elementary School in nearby Topsom.
And I babysit for kids that go to that school. And for me, it like became very real and very like quick, very sudden.
Speaking at a local coffee shop, Hughes says she was in the lunchroom at Brunswick High School when she heard about the bomb threat. She says she immediately ran into a hallway and called the student's mother to see if they were safe.
You never know, it could be you at any point. And that was the first time it really felt real to me.
Since the Parkland shootings, dozens of other threats have been made to schools from Farmington to Ellsworth. Hughes says this has all created a new normal of unease and worry for her and her friends.
And we're so done with having these adults who aren't listening to us and who don't all seem to want to protect us. And so we're finally saying that, like, enough is enough. We want to feel safe in our schools. We want our kids to feel safe in their schools. And I think that's one of the biggest differences this time.
The people united will never be divided. The people.
On Thursday morning, hundreds of students in towns from Paris to Brunswick added their voices to the movement. At Oxford Hills Comprehensive High School, dozens of students left their classes at 10 a.m. and walked outside to protest. Around them, school officials were on guard, with about a dozen police officers on hand to keep watch. School administrators last week told students that they would be allowed to walk out of school and use the time to remember the victims of the Parkland shootings. But they were warned that if they stayed outside after the 17 minutes, one for each of the victims, and began to protest, they'd be punished.
Hands up! Guns down!
About two dozen students did stay outside. They brought out signs saying gun violence is an epidemic and thoughts and prayers don't save lives. Gun reform will.
No more thoughts, no more prayers. Time for action.
The school says those students will face consequences of some sort in the weeks to come. One protest organizer, senior Jade Keene, says she's expecting an in-school suspension.
But that's how they know we're serious. Like, if they know that we don't care if we get in trouble, they'll maybe finally believe that we're serious about wanting to make change.
And Keene says the number one priority for her and other students is changing gun laws and adding stricter policies, such as universal background checks.
Gun control, mental health issues, bullying in school, school safety in general, those are all things that need to happen, but gun control is the biggest one that can be easily solved.
By the end of the day, there was some change, at least locally. Following the protest, about a dozen Oxford Hills students gathered with police officers and administrators to talk about how to make their school safer. They discuss bullying, online and in-person threats, some involving guns. Senior Tasker Winslow told Principal Ted Mosha that he feels students are often left underinformed about threats at the school.
I feel unsafe when I don't know what's going on.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So I think the adults need to be kept in the loop and have this relationship with kids, but to an extent,
what can we share needs to be shared.
Right. Like,
and I don't think we do a great job of that. I'll agree with you.
Like, right.
Following the discussion, Principal Mosha was already looking to change school policy. Mosha says he wants to open up communication at the school through weekly lunch forums where students can sit down with administrators. He also wants to create an anonymous tip line so students can feel comfortable speaking up if they see something they're concerned about.
It's going to take a little bit of me meeting with my building administration, see what's possible, and then what would be some next steps.
And students say they don't expect their activism will end with these walkouts. Many say they're now looking at new ways of getting involved, volunteering for political campaigns and participating in local caucuses. And at Oxford Hills, students say they're trying to motivate their peers to action through in-school voter registration events and letter-writing campaigns to lawmakers. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.
Education reporting on Maine Public Radio is supported by a grant from the Nellie Mae Education Foundation.